Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur, where we saw the Yesod HaDvarim, that the Chiyuv Tliya, that somebody is hanged, Chiyah Be'ish, Chet Mishpat Maves, Humas, V'slisoso al Eitz, why you hang him on the tree? Because he has a pagam in his nefesh. But you don't leave him there. And so it means Yia Ba'ish. He has something in his soul, this chait, this chisaron. And Mimela, there's a chi of tliyala eats. But you're not allowed to leave him there, kikila as elokim talui. We saw Rashi, all in the scholar are nitlin because we have a ribuy and a miut. Talis is a ribuy, kilas elokim is only a makalo. To mute, and since they're not right next to each other, you're marba all niskalim. And then we asked a number of kashas. One, the two basic kashas. The first kasha is that Rashi writes, Ki kilas elokim tolas azul l'shel melech, mashal of two brothers, twins, and one's a bandit, one's a minister, and the bandit is hanging, and everyone looks like the minister is hanging. What sort of kilas elokim tolas means? That's a stira in Rashi. Because on one hand, Rashi wants to have the kilas elokim talui. It's talking about somebody who is a makalo. That's how you have a ribui and a miut. The ribui is everybody. And then the miut is only somebody who's a makalo. How does that stem with the fact that Rashi holds kilas elokim talui b'chal, not referring to a makalo? It's saying this mashal of the two brothers, and they look alike. So when you hang one, it looks bad on the other. Reflects badly on the other. People think it's the other brother. Then it's a seeming stira in Rashi. And the other problem we had was that kikilas elokim talui is talking about a makalas Hashem. So people are going to see him and they're going to say, oh, there's somebody who cursed God and he's hanging. It's a ganai. As Rashi writes in the Gemara in the Psachim and the Muhammad Beis. So this only works for a makala. Why are colonists calling it? So we have a kasha b'gufa davar mitzad atzmo. Why are calling a skull and midlam? The whole problem is kilas elokim talui. People are going to see him hanging. They're going to say, oh, that was the guy who cursed God. Say there. So that only applies to a guy who cursed God. But why should all of us niskal and midlam? And the other problem is, like we said, that it's a steer in Rashi because he wants to learn on one hand kilas elokim talui that he was makalo. It's Hashem. The other hand, we learned this shot, zilzul, zalzil lemelech. And he's hanging there. It doesn't look good for the king. Zilzul the king. When people see someone who looks like the king with betzelen elokim, that he's hanging. So it's like we said, we saw this yisod, that he's hanged because of a pagam in his nefesh. That's the din of hanging. It's not part of the skila, it's a separate idea. Nemtzalafizeh, the whole din tliya is just because it's a pagam in chait. There's this blemish in the person's soul for which he has this mishpat mavis. Al-Khor, we see in the Gemara in Sanhedrin 47b that Haruge Bezin, since they're killed Bedin, it's a kapara. So we see by being Mekayim their din, they have a kapara. And their sin is batal. However, we see in there in the Sugya, they also need Kvura, Ayin Sham Basugya. But notice the Iker kaparas, they were killed Bedin. Bedin kam miktali. Hainu mashin iskayim din am vimken. Umnam tzrichim hem kapara. Klape onesh ha-mechaper atachet ligamrei, shurak im kvura. So it's, if so, yes, they need a kapara. What's the kapara? The kapara is, they get Mrs. Beis Din and they're buried. the pagam and the chait, the blemish in the person's soul, that obligates him in tliya and being hanging, l'choritz mistaber shelachar hahariga kvar ein behem chait. L'char hahariga, there's no more sin. It's mistaber. And if that's true, then after he gets the hariga, he has no, again, the kapara is only after he's buried. But as far as the chait, the pagam in his nefesh, that blemish, that lacking, it's after the hariga. So why does he need tliya? We have to say the very fact that there's a din tliya means that there's the din wasn't miskayim yet. We said that after there's a din, so if after there's a din, there's no longer a pagam, then why does he need tliya? The answer is it's because tliya must be part of the din. And therefore he still has a sin, he still has a chait, he still has a chisaron until he's hanged. And that's what it says in the pasuk, ki kilas elokim talui. So the fi pshuto, what does that mean, kilas elokim talui? Because he's makalas Hashem. And that's why he's hanging. It's a zilzul b'Hashem when he's hanging, because he has in his atzmus, he has in his essence this sin of kilas Hashem. And it's a gnai klape maila. It's a gnai klape maila that it is a disgrace. Hashem, if this person who cursed him is hanging there, people are going to say, hey, that guy cursed God. That's not going to be somebody you want to remember. So that's a disgrace to Hashem. That's what you would think. That's what we thought Pshat was in Rashi. But the Pshat is no. It's not that they're going to remember that he once cursed Hashem. Mashayak varaya. So what does it mean? What it means is that there's a zilzal to have remained towards others the mitzius of chait, of kilas elokim shekayim bo. In other words, not pshat, people are going to remember that he did. He did mamashaya ushaya. That's history. That was then, this is now. But the problem is that there's a mitzius here of a person who has this pagam that was created by his kilas elokim. He cursed Hashem, Chas V'Shalom, Rachmana Litzlan. And the existence of this chait is a genai klapei mala. So if he had a gemar din b'misa and he had a kapara gemura and the chait is batal, it's no zilzal. Because the mitzius of the sin is no longer around. But since it's not finished and when he's hanging, it's still, the mitzius of chait is still in his nefesh. So that's the genai klapei mala. V'nimtza she'yesod ha'inyan shelo tolim. The reason you're not allowed to leave it overnight is because kilas elokim tali. Because there's a curse of God. Now that he's a mitzius of chisaron, ki yeh be'ish. It's in the person, this chait, this chisaron. And that's the zilzul klapei the melech. That's the disgrace of the king. So we see this in the Sefer the Pasuk. It says, "Lotatami said, Maschah Sheshem Lekach Anosin Lachanachla. You shouldn't contaminate the earth that God gave you as an inheritance." L'chora, the mashmah that it's going on Halonis Aitz, Ames Al Aitz. When he remains hanging, so it's Metami the Adam. But if you take him down, there's no Lotatami. This is discussed by the Shagas Aryeh and his Chuvis. Chadashos and Sibin Vav, by Rabbeinu and by Richos, by Sefer Ber Miriam in the second volume, Perakei Aleph Yad Aleph, Oskimel Ayin Sham. Question is, what's the special tumah that we have by Tliya? If he's hanging there, it's tameh, it's tumah. What's the tumah? What's the special tumah you have by Tliya? Ayin Bezeb, Ibn Ezra, Rabban, Vod. So based on what we said, Kol she'adayin toluihu, yesh bo es ha'chait. If he's hanging, the sin is there. And only when you remove him, the sin goes away. Because now he hanged, and now you take him away, and now the sin went away. Because as long as he was hanging there, the sin was in a part of his metzias. So leaving him hanging is ha'sharas ha'chait v'tumaso. And that's pshat. Take him down. You know why? Because if you don't, you're going to be metame said maschah asher Hashem lakech nosein lacha nachla. Therefore, you take him down. Velo titami. Don't be metame ad maschah asher Hashem lakech nosein lacha nachla. Don't be metame the earth, because when he's up there, so he has this mitzias of chet in him. That's a tomb of the earth, of Eretz Yisrael. So now we can say that even what Rashi writes, tam lekol niskalim. What's the reason of all the niskalim? Because of the zilzal of the king. And the mashal of the two twin brothers, and one is abandoned and one is a sar. And it doesn't look of an abandoned is hanging because it reflects badly on the sar. People think it's the sar hanging. The zilzal isn't because of what happened in the past. The zilzal is that he's hanging because he's a bandit. Lu Yitzuyer, that his banditicy, the fact that he was abandoned, is batal and he's still hanging. Since now he's no longer a listin, there's no zilzal b'melech that Rashi writes. The zilzal is that it doesn't look good that he's still holding on, he still has his pagam, and he's hanging there. So it reflects badly on the king. So memele we can say gevaldik, that's badai pashtis of the pasuk is talking about makalas Hashem. And it's a gnai klapei mailo li zacher that people are going to see that this pagam is still up there, this pagam in his nefesh of this person who cursed God. The pagam of cursing God is hanging. And therefore it's taka ribui in a miut. It's a ribui that he died and then kikila selekim talwitz. It's a klala. That's the miut. That's only talking about a makalo. So that is correct. So that's the pashtas advorim. But from this we see the yisod that anybody who's talwi, the chait is still in him. He still has the gather of a chiyeh ve'ish chet mishpat mavis. He still has this pagam, he still has the chisaron in the ish. The chet is mutba ba'atzmusoi. The chet is inscribed on his essence. And through this gather, nisrabu kol haniskalim. Ah, gevaldik. All the niskalim are now included in this, because we see the yisod. Kilas Elohim Tali means Bepashtis, the one who cursed God is hanging. So the curse of God, so to speak, is hanging, because this Pagam that he cursed God is in his soul. And that shows you that as long as they're hanging, their Pagam of their Aver is still in them. So in the middle, we can learn to call him a skullin. So we can talk and learn the Ribu in Miut, that it refers to call him a skullin, even though the Pasuk says Ki Kilas Elohim Tali. But it's not only be Kilas Elohim. Now we learn this is so. The Kilas Elohim is Tali, then any chait that he did is also going to be Tali. And then it's also not a steer to the fact that, to the mashal that Rashi brings, of Shnei Achim Tumim, of these two twin brothers, that if one is hanging, it reflects badly on the other one. The bad one reflects badly on the good one. It's also the same idea. Because this chisaron is hanging out there, so it's a zilzal, meaning that the human being who is B'Tzalem Elokim, he's hanging with his pagam, so it reflects badly on Hashem, because we're B'Tzalem Elokim, and if we have this pagam, then what does that say about Hashem? So it's all the same yisod. Mitzad echad the pasuk is talking about makal Hashem. Mitzad sheni, we can include all niskalim. And mitzad shlishi, we can also say this mashal of the shnei achim to omim. And one is hanging, reflects badly on the other one. Because he's hanging with his pagam, and then the other guy is, people are going to look at him. It's going to reflect badly on the good brother. It's going to reflect badly on Hashem, that he could be achol chas shalom as a pagam. So it all works together. And with this, we can possibly answer the kasha of the Aruch Lener, Sanhedrin 46b. It says, there are mer, Moshe l'shnei ha'achim ta'omim. We see, b'dasel of mer, ki kilas ha'leikim, he's not talking about a makal Hashem. He's talking about anybody who's hanging. Anybody who's hanging is B'Tselem Elokim. And he's Doimel LaMelech. It doesn't look good that the king is hanging, because he looks like the king. Frak the Aruch Lener. The hedge we see, B'Hemshech HaSugah, the Rav Meir holds Kikilas Elokim, is talking about a Makalo. So how could it be? How could he use this mashal of Shnei Achim Toimim, which is going on anybody who's hanging, and not a Makal Hashem, when he also is Makal Hashem? The answer is, like we said, Pashtus HaPasik is talking about Makal Hashem. But we learn Makal Hashem, we also learn Ribui Miut, that's talking about other Niskalim as well. Because the Pagam of the Aver is hanging. And the Mela is the Pagam of the Aver is hanging, so it reflects badly on the king. Kela Salaikim Talu. And that's Das Rebbe Eliezer. So it's also can be that Rebbe Meir holds that way as well. So for and for the kasha of the Aruch Lener, Gevaldik. With this, maybe we can answer another kasha of the Aruch Lener. In Hedron 46a, Rabbi Elazar darshins from the pasuk Chet that only Mishal Chetoi Ne'erag, only if you're killed for your sin, and it's kind to be Memayet of Ben Sarer Amor. Ben Sarer Amor is not killed for a sin; he's killed for the future. And there's another Miut Ish and not Ben. It's also Memayet of Ben Sarer Amor, and Ein Miut Achamir Del Rabois. So there's two exclusions. Two negatives equal a positive, and Memela Ben Sarah Murray gets Tlia. Ben Sarah Murray gets Tlia. Ayin Shom Bidivrei Hagemore. So that's Rabbi Elazar. Now, according to Rabbanon, Rabbanon have a whole different mahalach. Rabbanon hold that not everybody is Niskal. Not everybody who's Niskal is Nitle. Only a Megadev and Oved Avodah Zarah. Only a Megadev and Oved Avodah Zarah. So, Frak the Aruch Lener. If only a Megadev and Oved Avodah Zarah are Nitle, because it says Kilas Elokim, and there they Kilas Elokim, the Megadev is Mamish Kilas Elokim, and Avodah Zarah is similar. They're both Kofrim. They both started up with Hashem. So they hold Ein Nitle Ela Megadev Oved Avodah Zarah. So why do I need a pasuk to be Memayit Tzliya Ben Sarah Amorim? But Lav Hachein in Eskal Amitim. It's only Megadev and Oved Avodah Zarah. Why would you think Ben Sarah Amorim? Yes. So why do I need the pasuk to be Memayit Ben Sarah Amorim? You can even have a Havamina Ben Sarah Morev is Nitla, right? We have a mute. Chait to be Mamayit. What do you need the mute for? You wouldn't have a Havamina is Nitla in the first place. Because Ain't in the skull of Mitlam, only Magadif and Edward Azara are hanged. But not all the other Niskalim, like a Ben Sarah Morev isn't. So why would you idea in a mute to be Mamayit him when you wouldn't think he's Nitla in the first place? So based on what we explained, maybe we can say as follows. We saw earlier in the previous year that the Tefillah says Chet is the talking about the Geder Dlin Din Tliya. It's not Pasuk Miyuta. It's not superfluous. It's telling us the Geder Din Tliya. He has a Chet. He has a Chisar in him. Just according to Rabbi Eliezer, who holds the Kolan is Skalan Nidlin, and when it says Kikilas Aleikim Talui, included in this besides the Makala are all the other Niskalim. So then we see from this that the Din Tliya is Tali in the fact that the Chet is Bats Musa. Because the Pasuk says that you hang him and then you have to take him down because Kilas Lokim Tali, which includes all the other Niskalim as well. Kilas Elokim are all the Niskalim. It's a Ribui and a Miut. We have the ribui of ahumas, and we have the miut of kilas elokim. So there we learn that since they're far away from each other, we're marbu all the niskalim. So why are all the niskalim niplin? Because the chet is batzmusam. That's why they're hanged. That's why they're taken down. Because the chet is batzmusam. And it doesn't look good. It's like hanging the curse of Hashem or all the other sins. It's hanging that sin. So like we said, kilas elokim talui, it's megadev, includes the other niskalim, because we have the mashal of the shnei achim talmim. Two brothers that are twins, you're hanging one, it doesn't look good for the other one. It's like the other one has the pagam also. The good one has the pagam also. Now it comes out that you don't need a pasuk for the guf hageder to tell you that the chet is bat smusam. You don't need the word chet. You already have it from kilas elokim tali. So male according to Rabbi Elazar, the word chet is coming to be memayet. Ben Sora Mora. Because he isn't included in the chait. Because he's not killed for his chait. He's killed Hashem Sofa. It comes out that according to Rabbi Elazar, you don't need chait. Tell you the gather of this din of taking the person down after you hang him. Because you already have that from Kilas Elokim Tala, as we explained. That's all according to Rabbi Elazar. According to the Rabbanon. So again, now the word chait, according to him, is superfluous, so we can be ma'ay ben sara more. But according to the Rabbanon, what do you learn from kilas elokim talui? There's no raya for this gather of din tliya. Because it doesn't mean calling a skull and mitlin. It's just megadif and obir v'zara. So maybe that's pshat the pasuk, according to Rabbanon. Kilas elokim talui are those two. And why dafka those two? Why dafka those two? Because it's a bizarre, because people are talking about what they did. Doesn't look good for Hashem, because not because the etzem chet is hanging. Not because the atzmus of the pagam is hanging. Because there's a chet in the person's atzmus. It's not why. That you only get from the fact that kolon iskalem nitlin. How do you go from only kilas elokim to kolon iskalem? Because the chet batzmuso is hanging. You see that that's the gather. But here it's not necessarily the gather. Maybe the gather is because who says it's because of that? It's only these two cases. Only megadif and obed zara. It was all niskalem. I get it. Why are all niskalem nitlin? Because they have this chet in their atzmus, and they need a kapara for that. And they have to be taken down. Because it doesn't look good for the king. That's all according to Rabbi Elazar. But according to Rabbanan, it's not a kol niskalem, it's only these two. Why only these two? It could be because people are going to be talking about what happened. Like I said, did you hear what he cursed God? Zobir b'rizara. They're going to talk about what he did, but not that the chet is ba'atzmus ha'nefesh. It's a bizarre befall that people are going to talk about it. Not because his chet is ba'atzmus. That's what you might think. And it's only as we explain according to Rabbi Elazar that we have the mashal of the two twin brothers. Because he holds that it's a chet bat smuso, and that's why he holds that kol niskalem nitlin. They only this a special punishment. To receive a kapar, and they have to be taken down. They can't stay up there. Kikilas elokim talui. It's Rav Elazar, but the Chachamim don't hold it that. The Chachamim hold it's only these two, and maybe because people are going to talk about it and they say what he did. So how do you know that's not the reason that it's because the chet is bat smuso? Maybe they're going to use the pasuk of the word chait. That he has a sin. He has a chait ba'atzmu, so he has a chait. So that tells us together that it's not because people are going to talk about it, it's because you have to take him down because the pagam is hanging there and it doesn't look good for Hashem because we're created in the image of God. So it's telling us this gather. According to the Rabbanan, according to Rabbi Elazar, you don't need the word chait to tell us the gather. We have the gather from Kilas Elokim Tali, that the gather is that the sin is bad smusa and it doesn't look good for the king. But according to the Rabbanan, they're going to learn that from the word chait. If they're going to learn that from the word chait, it's not superfluous. And since it's not superfluous, this whole drash is only according to Rabbi Elazar and it's not according to the Rabbanan. So we'd ask, why do we need a pasuk of chait to be memai ben sarah mora? According to the Chachamim. Anyway, they hold Einit Lel Megadif Ovid Azar. And it's Zeinach Hinami, you don't. The chait is only coming to be memai ben sarah mora according to Rabbi Elazar. Because ben sarah mora, you think yes, because... Calling a skull and nitlin. Kamash mandanad, if you have in Yurachamir and other rabbis. According to the Rabbanan, you don't have the word chait isn't bechal superfluous to be mimayip and sarah mor, because you don't have to be mimayip and sarah mor anyway. It's only a magadif and obed of the zara that are hanging. So according to Rabbi Elazar, you need chait to exclude ben sarah mora because he's not killed for the chait. Because it's not bat smuso, because he's not killed for his sin. It's only al shem sofa. And they can use that word chait because for them the word chait is extra. And then in the end, we have a special ribui that he is killed. Either he is nitla. But according to the Rabbanan, you need the word chait to tell us the gather in the first place of the of why you're hanging the person. Because you don't have it from Kikilas Elokim Talui. And maybe it's not extra. And if it's not extra, then it's not coming to exclude Ben Sarah Mora. And you don't need it to exclude Ben Sarah Mora like the Aruch Lener said, because you know, it's only anyway you're only being told according to the Rabbanan, those two fellas, the Makal and the Megadef and the Oved Avodah Zarah. According to the Rabbanan, you don't need the Jerash to be Mimayip Ben Sarah Mora, and according to Rabbi Elazar, you do. You see, it's calling a skull in Mitlam, so therefore you need the word Chayt to tell you, yeah, but not him. Because the chait isn't bad smusa. So advarim neflaim umeirim kesapirim baruch Hashem. Amazing, Amish, amazing. I hope it was understood, and if not, you can contact me. Hopefully I'll be able to explain it better if it wasn't explained well enough. And I thank you so incredibly much for listening. It's totally awesome. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friend.